Okay, everyone. Shalom. Today is February 17th, 2016, and we are here at United Orthodox Synagogues in Houston, Texas, for our weekly lunch and learn after a one-week break. This week we are in Parshat Tetzaveh, and we are going to be on looking at Perek Chavtet, chapter 29, Psukim, starting with Pasuk Lamed Chet, 38. So, we're not going to spend that much time today on the psukim themselves, but more on an idea that emerges from these psukim and a fascinating kind of discussion in the rabbinic sources. So, just to give a little background, what's going on here, we are in the parshiot that deal with the construction of the Mishkan. The Mishkan was the traveling temple, if you will, sanctuary, that was constructed and deconstructed, put up and taken down as the Jews made their various stops in the Midbar. And these psukim deal first with the kelim of the Mishkan, the items that were in the Mishkan, structure of the Mishkan itself, and Parshat Tetzaveh deals a lot with the clothing that the Kohen and the Kohen Gadol wore when they were doing the Avodah, the service in the Mishkan. And then we get to, towards the end of the Parsha, where the Torah talks about the specific karbanot that were brought each day. And that's what we're gonna look at. V'zeh asher ta'aseh al ha'mizbeach kivasim b'nei shana shnayim layom tamid. Now this is what you shall offer upon the altar, two yearling lambs each day regularly. Et ha'keves echad ta'aseh baboker, et ha'keves ha'sheni ta'aseh ben ha'arbayim. You shall offer the one lamb in the morning, you shall offer the other lamb at twilight. And it goes on to explain what else was going to be brought along with those lambs as part of the karban. This is what we call the karban tamid, the daily or the continual offering. And according to the Gemara and Brachot, this one opinion, this is where we have the idea of tefillat shacharit and tefillat mincha. Right? There was a karban tamid
in the morning,
every day in the morning, and every day in the afternoon. And so we have shacharit, which corresponds to the morning sacrifice, and mincha, which corresponds to the afternoon sacrifice, and mariv, according to the Gemara, corresponds to taking care of the leftovers, that the stuff that wasn't fully burned over the course of the day had to be finished, the burning by the nighttime, and that's where mariv comes from. Another opinion of the Gemara says that shacharit, mincha, and mariv are based on Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. But one of the opinions in the Gemara is that it's based on the karbanot. The language of the Gemara is tefillah keneged karbanot tiknu. Tiknu. That the tefillah, it was established corresponding to the karbanot. Okay. So that's just an interesting piece of information. But so let's, a few interesting questions arise from this, based on a fascinating discussion in the rabbinic sources. And this discussion appears a few different times, a few different ways. We're going to look at two of the different options. So let's start on page one. This is from the introduction to the Ein Yaakov. Ein Yaakov is a commentary on the Agadah. As we know, the Talmud is made up of halakha, halachic conversations. Like I just said about where do we know they're supposed to daven shacharit, mincha, and mariv. And there's other things in the Talmud called Agadah, which are non-halachic discussions. And those are discussions that serve almost as like the source of Jewish thought, of Jewish ideas, of Jewish philosophy, very, very important in terms of creating a full appreciation of Jewish life. So, in the Ein Yaakov is a commentary on those non-halachic parts of the Gemara. And an introduction to that book, the author says the following. V'yaskim ze im ma'amar. Not so important what he's talking about before, but he says he found this ma'amar in the Midrash. Uvakshitihu v'lo metzatihu b'chol shita sidrei. I looked for it, but I cannot find it in any of the six orders of the Talmud. Right? The Talmud is broken up into six sections. And he says, this is it. Now, what he's alluding to is there is a parallel conversation to this in the Talmud, but this this piece is something which he was unable to find anywhere in the Talmud. Okay, so the question is, what is, which pasuk in the Torah, which verse in the Bible is the most, I don't want to say the most important, but the language that the Gemara uses is klal gadol, right? Which of them is considered to be the greatest principle of the Torah? In this language, it's a pasuk kolel. Now, that's also interesting. Kolel means it includes, inclusive, right? Which is the most inclusive pasuk in the Torah, meaning which pasuk in the Torah can you look to which will include everything else? Right? That's, it's a very interesting conversation. So here are the options. Ben Zoma Omer, Matzinu Pasuk Kolel Yoter, Vihu Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Right? That's the most inclusive verse in the Torah. We're going to explain, we're going to try to understand why. Ben Nana Omer, Matzinu pasuk kolel yoter v'hu v'yahafta l'reacha kamocha. I found an even more inclusive pasuk, which is you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Right? Shimon ben Pazi omer, matzinu pasuk. Well, let's stop for a second. Someone explain why Ben Zoma would say that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is the most inclusive pasuk in the Torah. Or is a klal gadol, is a great principle of the Torah.
We're announcing our loyalty and obedience to Hashem. Hashem's our God. If you believe that, it's like the Rambam, you have to believe one of the great tenets of faith.
Right. Exactly. Without this pasuk, nothing else matters. Right? Why does keeping Shabbat, or not stealing, or not eating chametz on Pesach, why does any of that, none of that's going to make a difference, you could argue, if you don't have basic faith. So that makes sense. Most important thing is Ben Adam Limakom, or the relationship that we have with God. So comes from Ben Nanas and says, no, I have something more kolel, v'yahafta l'reacha kamocha. What's his take? Which is love your neighbor as yourself.
Why is that kolel yoter than the first?
That's what I'm asking you.
Oh. More important how you act.
Towards other people.
Towards other people.
Right, meaning again, you could argue, what good are all the mitzvot in the Torah if you're a jerk? Right? Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz kadmah l'Torah. Right? You have to be nice. The Torah is not there just to make keep us busy. It's there to affect our character.
And,
right. Exactly. Wow, we're going to see that in a second. Excellent. Now, Shimon ben Pazi comes along and quotes a pasuk from our parsha, the pasuk that we just learned. Matzinu pasuk kolel yoter. I have found a pasuk that is even more inclusive than Shema. And even more inclusive than you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You shall offer the one lamb in the morning, and you shall offer the other lamb at twilight.
Yeah. So that's
really interesting, right? We have Shema Yisrael, Hero Israel, and V'ahavta l'recha kamocha, love your neighbor as yourself. We could make a case for each of those.
But what case do you want me to make on that?
Right. This is not so easy. Okay. Let's hold that for a second and look at another version of the similar machloket on page 4. Okay. On page 4, Rabbi Akiva says, the Sifra comments on the famous verse about the second line of the article, the second section. The Sifra comments on the famous verse. Everyone have it? I'm sorry I didn't point it out. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am God. Rabbi Akiva says this, you shall love your neighbor yourself, is a fundamental principle of the Torah. We understand why already, correct? Yeah. That's the Ahavta or the Hakamotha. Ben Azai says, This is the book of the generations of humanity on the day that God created man in the image of God he created him is an even greater principle. Okay, so how do you understand Ben Azai? Why is this verse from Bereshit greater than the verse of love your neighbor as yourself? Right, it's just two different, as Rav Lichtenstein says in this article, it's two different philosophies of morality. The former is based on the practical role of do unto others as you would have them do unto you, and the latter is based on the more fundamental assertion of the inner value of each person. Right, meaning in the first one you could say if do unto others as you would want to do unto you. Well, if you don't have self-respect and you don't care how people treat you, then you could say, well, then I could treat other people equally disrespectfully. But if you go with the second verse, which is every person was created in the image of God, well, then it doesn't really make a difference what you think about yourself or other people. Everyone was created in the image of God, and therefore it's more, perhaps a more fundamental thing. Then Rav Lichtenstein notes that the Maharal, which is one of the sources that mentions this other verse from our Torah reading, the Maharal mentioned the textual variant of the Sifra where a third verse is mentioned as being even greater than the previous two. Shockingly, that verse is none other than the one we quoted at the beginning of our shiur regarding Karban Tamid, the pasuk that we've been focusing on, Etakeves Echad Taseh Baboker, Etakeves Hasheni Taseh Ben Parbayim. So Rav Lichtenstein asks a few questions. First, why would any particular commandment gain a place amongst a set of general concepts? Right, you have Shema Yisrael is a general concept. V'ahavta l'racha kamocha is a general concept. Being created in the image of God is a general concept. Why would I then stick a specific mitzvah, not a general comment, that every single day I have to be a karban, a sacrifice in the morning, and every single day, why does this mitzvah More important than don't eat chametz on Pesach. If you're going to choose a mitzvah, why this one? Second, so first of all, it's why any mitzvah would be chosen in this discussion of general categories. And even if you want to explain, well, maybe general mitzvahs are important, why this general mitzvah, which seems to be so, how should I put it, boring.
I know, but it's like keeping the Shabbat is more important.
Right, so right, exactly. So if you're going to pick a mitzvah, maybe pick a sexier mitzvah. Yeah. Maybe that's not the right term, but a more, you know what I mean, right? Okay, so that's Rav Lichtenstein's second question. And then he asks a third question, which is, we're not going to do his third question. We're going to focus on the first two for now. Okay, so no matter which of the versions of this discussion you look at, whether it's the one that starts with Shema and deals with V'ahavta, or it's the one that Rav Lichtenstein quoted that deals with V'ahavta and Tzelem Elokim, they both end with Etakeves Hasheni Taseh, Etakeves Echad Taseh Baboker, Etakeves Yud Eben Havayim, Night the Karban Tamid. What is it doing here, as they say, Ma Inyan Shmita Etzel Har Sinai? What does that have to do with the price of tea in China? Right? What is it doing here? Okay.
Never heard tea in China yet.
Ma?
I didn't hear this one yet.
You never heard that one?
Okay.
So let's look at a couple of the answers and then we'll go. Okay. First let's start with the Ein Yaakov. Stick to page one. V'ra'ui. Page one. Right after the machloket is discussed, the second to the big paragraph, right in the middle of the page. Everyone with me? V'ra'ui lehazkir yisod shoresh machloket gimel tanaim ha'ele. It's worthy for us to discuss what's going on here. V'anire al derech hapshat ki svarat ben zoma sh'ikar gadol b'torah yated shakol talui bo. Right, the thing that everything depends on. Hu yediat ha'emuniyot. Hatoraniot, Hanirmazot, Pasuk Shema Yisrael, knowing the aspects of faith and Torah that are alluded to in the Pasuk of Shema. Like you said, that's simple, right? That's obvious. Without Shema, without Hashem, we can't even take our first step. Next, Visarat ben nanas. How does ben nanas say? It's via hafta l'recha kamocha. Ki be'erech el klal ha'amon hu ikar gadol v'yoter kolel asot mishpat v'avat chesed ben ish l'chaveiro. Asher zen nirmaz b'pasuk v'etuvah kamocha. Even more important. Klal, right? It's more klal. What are we looking for? We're looking for an inclusive.
Inclusiveness.
So something that you do towards Hashem, that's nice, very important, but it's not inclusive. It's just you and God. But something that's between you and all of humanity, maybe, that's more inclusive. So that's why I understand that that pasuk wins. Okay? And as you said, Shekein yikra lahilel kishabalifanav orikochim echad. When a Gentile came before Hillel to convert, Vamarlo Gaireni al Menachet till I made li haTorah al regalach. Teach me the Torah while standing on one foot, which is a short way of saying, just give me the essence of the Torah. Vamarlo v'yahachu hakamocha. He said, love your neighbor as yourself. Right. So that now we have a beautiful understanding. But now, how do we understand Ben Pazi, who comes along and says, no, you really want to know what's the most inclusive verse in the Torah? It's the one from this week's Parsha. How does that work? About the regular Torah, regular Karban. Uben Pazi dikdek baze yoter, v'ra'aki hamasim tovim nechlakim l'shnei minim. Ben Pazi says, no, good deeds are come in two categories. One is between you and people, other people, and that's treat others as you would want to be treated. Love your neighbor as yourself. The second category, we can't forget, is between you and God. So Ben Pazi's not disagreeing. He's adding. He's not disagreeing with Ben Nanas. Who's he disagreeing with? Ben Zoma. Ben Zoma says it's all about
God.
Belief. Not even action, about belief. Comes Ben Nanas, says, it's not about belief, it's about how you act with people. Ben Paz says, no, it's not only about how you act with people, it is about how you act. But it's not only about how you act with people, it's about how you act with people, with people, and how you act with God. Okay? So now we can understand why it's Kolel Yoter, because it's every single day. And every single day you have mitzvot. So it's just a... it's just representative of mitzvot in general. Okay, that is Ben Pazi. That is the Ein Yaakov's explanation of this machloket, and that's very nice. It makes perfect sense. It's the chidush, the novelty here is that Ben Pazi is not disagreeing with Ben Nanas. He's really only disagreeing with Ben Zoma, and he's saying
he also doesn't disagree with him. He said it's included in the second.
No, Ben Pazi says, Matzinu Pasuk Kolel Yoter, even more Kolel. So he's disagreeing with someone. The question is with who? I think. Okay, next. Let's look at the Maharal on page 2. Uma she'amar, this is bracketed in the left column. Uma she'amar Ben Pazi et hakeves echad taseh baboker, hu klal gadol b'torah yoter. Ratzalomar, so what does Ben Pazi mean, again, that this pasuk of bringing a daily sacrifice twice a day is a greater principle of Torah? What does he want to say? Ma she'adam oved Hashem yitbarach b'tmidut. This is very interesting. What's so great about this pasuk? It's consistent.
Continuous.
It's consistent. Every single day. B'tmidut hagamur v'hu avdo. Right? Absolute consistency, dedication. V'kemosha eved lo sar avodoto min ha'adon shelo rakhu ovdo tmidi. Even when, what's he saying here? Even when a slave is not actually working, what is he still?
But he's constantly with his master.
His definition is constantly that of a servant, even if he's sleeping. Even if he's resting, even if it's day off, if a slave has such a thing, right? He's still, by definition, the servant of the master. V'lachein amar tekeves echad taseh baboker, shezeh ne'emar al karban tamid shachar ve'erev. Why is this, now this is very beautiful, why is this more kolel? Why is this a greater principle of the Torah? because it just talks about the status of a Jew. So it's everlasting.
Walking all the time with Hashem.
Right? Davar ze haklal b'Torah. Shetachlit ha-mechuvan sheyeh adam eved l'kadosh baruch hu v'chol shar ha-Torah pirusha. That's why Hillel said, I'm sorry, and everything else here is still in the language, everything else is a commentary. On this, not on what Hillel said. Everything else is a commentary on this. We are God's servants. Everything else is just a way to do that. But the most fundamental thing to know is, we are always, 24/7, Avdei Hashem, servants of God. She'al yidei ha-mitzvot, hu oved et boro legamra. That by doing the mitzvot, we are serving God in totality. Okay, now we're going to add a shlav, which is really nice. Turn to page 3. I was doing some research on this topic, and I came across this article by Harav Dov Cohen. Here's what I know about Rav Dov Cohen. Nothing. Except that he wrote a very, very nice article on this question. He asked this very same question that Rav Lichtenstein asked, and that the Maharal asked, and that the Ein Yaakov asked. What is so important about Etakeves Achad Taseh Baboker with the Chavos Hadita Seven Harbin? How could that be the most inclusive or the greatest principle of the Torah? So again, the Maharal said it talks about being in a constant state of serving Hashem. Here, Rav Cohen adds something very nice here, and then we're gonna finish off with Rav Lichtenstein. Let's look, let's understand a troubling pasuk in Yeshayahu. So let's look at the pasuk Yeshayahu, chapter 40, verse 31. See if you could figure out the problem here. It's on page 937. Everyone with me? 937. V'kovei Hashem yachalifu choach. 31. B'sofa amud. But they who trust in the Lord shall renew their strength. Ya'alu ever kansharim. As eagles grow new plumes. Yarutsu v'lo yigahu. They shall run and not grow weary. Yelchu v'lo yafu, they will walk and not grow faint. Anyone see something about that? Let's just focus on the last two lines. Yarutsu v'lo yigau, yelchu v'lo yafu. They shall run and not grow weary, they shall walk and not grow faint.
Anyone? Never be tired to work for Hashem.
Okay, but something seems backwards.
Natural against the law of nature.
You go down.
In other words, the Shem intervenes.
Okay, but first, okay, so here's what Rav Cohen says. Let's look at inside.
Why would they have to yachlifu koach if they're never tired? You see,
Hashem renewed. Well, they're never tired because Hashem is yachlifu koach. That's why. They're not tired because God gives them new strength. Right? So let's look. The author here says something interesting. Let's see where the bracket is.
Yep.
Next section. Al pasuk ze kotevet Nechama Leibovich. Pasuk ze ma'oer kushya. Everyone with me? I tried to make it as small as possible so you couldn't read it. We're back on the sheet here. Mm-hmm. Page 3. The paragraph right under... We're not in the book anymore. We're in the single sheet. In the paragraph right under the brackets. Pasuk ze morer kushya. Biyadua holechet hashira b'tanach b'shtei tzilaot ha-pasuk ha-makbilot min ha-kal el ha-kaveh. So Nechama Leibovitz teaches us a general principle in biblical poetry, that it goes from kal to kaved, from something from simple, less from simple to complicated, from not severe to severe, in a certain direction. V'haya l'chora tzarich lomar yelchu v'lo yigau yarutzu v'lo yafu. What do you do first? Right? Akala kaved. You're going to walk and not become tired, and you're going to run and not lose your strength. Why does it start with running and go with walking? So you could argue, well, normally if you're in a marathon, you start with running. When you get tired, you end up walking. But Nechama Leibowitz is telling us that biblical poetry does not work like a marathon. Biblical poetry has a rule, a general rule, and the rule is kal lekaved. So that would have been walking and then running, as opposed to running and then walking. So what's going on here? That's the question she asked. V'lamar nechtava pasuk b'seder hafuch. So, matzati b'perush lehaftarot. Forgot where that is. Maybe it's in her perush, I'm not sure. Where are we? Et hadramavim. B'regaim sha'anu nis'im al galei ha'et lahavut, anu kulanu mesugalim lemaseh givurah chad pami. Right, we're full of adrenaline, and we're literally riding a wave of strength. We are capable of acts of great bravery or strength. One time, like we've heard these stories, so-and-so was stuck under a car, and I walked over there, and I was able to lift the car up. Right? They say it's all based, adrenaline, an adrenaline rush. Chad pa'ami. Nuchal. Nuchal l'talot l'gova l'dhor kadima. Right? You could to go forward. Aval kasheh harbe yoter l'malei chovot yom yom. But our daily activities, it's much harder to fulfill our daily activities, right? It's much easier to say, I'm going to go build a house today in Guatemala. But it's very hard to daven three times a day. Because right? I'm going to go build a house in Guatemala for 2 days. Yeah. That's just exciting. Right, but to do something day in and day out is much harder. La lechet b'telem in the normal way, in the rut, literally, right? Gam kishaha lahavut harishona paga, right? Yeah. To keep going, even when the first initial excitement is gone. Kishehu am ziv tiferet hachazon. Gam kisheh machsholim v'nisyonot pogim banu. And then there are challenges. I gotta get up early, it's cold, it's hot, right? Kasheh la'amod ba'ele b'hatmada b'li l'ut. It's hard to do these things, consistency, without
enthusiasm.
Without losing our enthusiasm. V'lachein tzadaka katu. Therefore, this verse makes sense. Yarutsu v'lo yigo. Of course, that's easy. When I'm running, I'm excited, I'm not going to be tired. Aval gam kasher ye'aleyam la'lechet. So it is kal hakaved. It's much easier to do the running, which is a one shot full of enthusiasm, than it is to continue walking when you are no longer full of that original enthusiasm. He says, now we can understand what Ben Pazi is talking about. That's why is more important. Because it's telling us about this, it's telling us about this yelchu v'lo yafu. Right? What's the most important general principle of the Torah? Consistency. Mm. Right? Doing the stuff that we're supposed to do every day. It's easy to have a Pesach Seder. It's exciting. Right? That's exciting. It's easy to dance on Yom Ha'atzmaut. That's exciting. It's much harder to every single day make sure we speak to people properly and daven and keep kosher and give tzedakah and just be a mensch and take care of our daily responsibilities, right? That's the difference between an anniversary, right, and a marriage, right? On the anniversary, everyone, what's the anniversary? I'm going to be very nice to my spouse today. Card, flowers, dinner, be especially nice. And tomorrow I'm going to be back to be the grumpy old, person that I am, right?
It used to be a commercial
for a video camera says, between the birthdays, anniversaries, and there's something called the rest of your life. Right? The rest of your life is what Ben Pazi is talking about here. And that's really, really key. And this is how Rav Lichtenstein ends up. If you want, go to page 5. He says, I believe that the answer to this question is the most profound one, the question of what Ben Pazi is talking about. Other religions and belief systems focus almost entirely on spiritual peaks, on those exceptional bursts of upliftment, enlightenment, and elevation, on the once-a-year celebration. We too have our celebrations, our pinnacles and peaks, but these are not the essence of our spiritual growth. Judaism focuses particularly on the everyday, the common, regular, mundane activities which comprise the bulk of our lives. We attempt to imbue these with meaning, requiring our growth to take place every day in small increments.
Very nice.
The two sons of Aaron died because they were not enthusiastic to do that, and they were like, okay, we are tired of this.
Well, no, they died because they did something wrong in that moment. What it is unclear, but yeah. The idea is simple.
Maybe they were not dedicated this.
Maybe. From the very beginning of the tabernacle's function and every day thereafter, a new foundation is laid, a foundation consisting of the most regular, the most plain daily sacrifice. In order to build any building, to create any framework, one needs to focus not on the one-time opening ceremony, but rather the daily routine. The comparison to a building is beautiful. We could redo the building and have a new kitchen and have a new roof. In the end, the foundation is the same. Right, with every single day, no one sees it, no one notices it. But it's the most important thing. If it cracks, we're in tzaras. But rather, on the daily routine, the ordinary, gray, unnoticed things which form the framework's basis. It is these things which define the context and matrix in which all actions, all thoughts, and all other development take place. We learn this idea from the tabernacle on a halachic level. And we saw it in the Mishnah Menachot, okay? The tabernacle could not, however, this concept applies with greater strength to a greater, more different construction than of human personalities. And then he talks about a yeshiva student, right? Every single day to come into the midrash and learn every single day. It's not so easy. And it's much easier to do the more, like you said, the once in a while mitzvah. So these two little psukim in our Torah reading serve as a great reminder of what the essence of Yahadut is. The essence of Judaism, right, is not the once a year things. It's the daily activities that we're supposed to be engaged in. There's a halachic aspect of this, right? We have something called Tadir, Vishenu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. When you have to decide which mitzvah to do first, right, you do the one that is most common. That's the most important. When you have two Torah readings a week, the Shabbat Torah reading and the Rosh Chodesh Torah reading, which one do you do first? Shabbat. If you have Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, which one do you do first? Shabbat. Then Rosh Chodesh, because that comes 12 times a year. And then Chanukah, because that comes once a year. Right? Tadir, right? And I once heard a rabbi, a mentor of mine, get up on Yom Kippur. I think he said it on Yom Kippur. Said, "I don't know why everyone shows up on Yom Kippur, right? You should. That's if you follow Tadir Vishenu Tadir Kodem. Yom Kippur comes once a year. You should come on Shabbat more often." He actually said you should come on Purim instead of on Yom Kippur, because on Purim we laugh and we sing and Judaism's happy, and on Yom Kippur we have Yisker and everyone's sad. But a similar idea about Tadir Vishenu Tadir. And that's what it's talking about here. That's it. Etakeves achet taseh bavoker, etakeves taseh ben harbayim. It's like a throwaway pasuk. It doesn't seem so important, but the very fact that it's a throwaway pasuk is the thing that makes it indeed the most important. Okay?
Nice.